Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking. Yes? He's actually off today. He won't be back in until Monday. Yeah, what were you wanting to know? Okay. Coccidiosis, yeah. Okay. That's probably something I'd have to ask Dr. Brock in regards to that. Are you talking about treating Juliet with it, or is it? Okay. I'll just make sure I'm in the right. Is it McLucky? Is the surname? Yeah. Okay. I'm just having a read of here because we were looking at potentially possibly a reproductive issue going on with this, with Juliet, or something else going on there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Listen, it's like, because we haven't seen the other one, I can't really advise if it's the same thing, if it's something totally different going on. Yeah, like we've got the antibiotics and stuff for Juliet for the symptoms that she presented with, but whether or not the other chickens got the same symptoms, similar issues going on, or something completely different, we wouldn't know until we saw the other chicken. So, yeah, so I can't really advise over the phone to start any other form of treatment with that other chicken, just because we don't know exactly if it's going to be the same issues or something. Is it just routine worming that you're trying to do, or were they diagnosed with something else? Yeah. 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 No, I definitely would hold off with Juliet because she is on other medications, and you don't want her to like have counteractions with the if it's just a routine worming. Like if there was definitely something diagnosed within the fecal sample, which looking at Brock's notes, there was nothing found to indicate of any parasites. So definitely, I'd let Juliet have all the medications that he's prescribed before giving any routine worming. Yeah, you don't want to upset her gut anymore with additional worming medications. Okay, sure. Well, just give us a call if you want to do that, and we can definitely organise an appointment for you. Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Bye.